Welcome to session two, demo six. So what I've got on the screen is I've got Visual Studio already opened up into the solution already. So what we're going to take a look at is creating the Android UI, but this time we're going to use Xamarin Native to build out the UI here. So I've got that kind of stubbed out here. I've created the new Android Native project here, and to create that, what I had to do was basically add in a new project. Under Visual C Sharp templates, there's a group called Android. Selected that. Selected the blank app, and under name, I entered in GPS image tag dot Droid Native. Clicked on OK. Of course, we don't have to do that. It's already in the solution. So in this case, we'll just click cancel. The other thing we should take a look at is the NuGet packages. So we have the same NuGet packages we've used previously. We've got a args user dialog. We've got the Azure Mobile Services client in here, as well as the Azure Storage. Along with the Xamarin plugins here, we've got the one for connectivity and the one for media. With that, we also are referencing the solution products as well. So we've got our view models, we've got our shared API project, and as well as our core project. So those are the references. Besides the NuGet packages, we're also using Xamarin components. Xamarin components are exactly similar to NuGet packages. They provide the component store provides a repository of packages that I can include for both for iOS, Android, or for Xamarin Forms. So here we're leveraging the package to manage the downloading of the images. So with this in place, basically what happens is the UI thread renders the photo less screen, and it uses a placeholder in place of the images. So it builds that screen. Once it's built that screen, it downloads the images in the background. So our main UI thread is not waiting for the downloads to happen there. So with that, let's kind of dive into setting up the UI. So the first thing I want to do is I want to kind of remove the boilerplate code that comes out of the box. Get rid of that. So I want to add back in the main activity class. So I'm going to go to add existing item. I'm going to go into the code files folder and add that back in. With that, there's some other things we have to add in as well. The first being the fragments. So Android has the concept of user controls, but it's called fragments in this case. So we're going to add those in. Add a new folder to kind of organize our code here. Name it fragments, and we're going to add those in next. Code files, fragments, we're going to add those in. To basically generate the photo list, we need an adapter control that kind of manages that work. So we're going to add that in next. Give it the name of adapters. And I should fix the name there. Renamed it wrong here. We'll fix that quickly here. Okay, with that added, the next thing is we want to add in our user screen. So in that, we're going to basically go into the resources, and there's a subfolder called layout. These are where the screens are kept for the Android client. So we're going to add those in next. I'm going to select all, so we'll add those in. We'll say apply to all, we'll say yes. Okay, and the last item we're gonna put in is the placeholder image for our component. And place that in, that's just the placeholder image while it downloads the files in the background. So with that, let's take a look at the fragments here first. So, fragments represent the user controls inside our Android application. So this guy, its responsibility is to basically add in all the actions and reference the camera fragment layout that we got here. So we'll see that in a bit here. So on create, It basically references or inflates the layout from the layout folder, and basically its other responsibility is to basically fill in the data into the controls. You can see that here. So with that, that's the camera fragment. The foes list responsibility is basically to build out the list view. And again, you can see the same thing here. It's basically associating with the layouts with the photo list fragment there. So that's the fragment. So let's take a look at the camera page. So this is loading up inside the Android Designer. I'm going to shrink that down so you can kind of see it all in its glory. So what I have here is this is the Android Designer where I can build up the UI. So I've had access to all the Android controls, a lot more than what I would normally have inside Xamarin Forms. So that's one of the advantages of using this development method for the Android client. So I got more access to all the native controls here that I can kind of drag onto here. If we flip over to the source code of this, you can see it's an XML file that maintains the description of all the UI elements here for the camera page. And so that's the camera page. So let's go take a look at the main page or the starting page here. And again, we'll take a look at the source here. So not a lot going here. Basically, it's just having a placeholder for to place the fragments here. That's what this position, this frame layout is responsible for. It's just basically the fragment container. So we basically replace the content with the UI elements from the fragment is what's going on there. For the final one, is we'll open that up. And we'll use the XML text editor again, because they are XML. So this is the photo list fragment. So this is describing the list of the photos. So if we look at the row, the individual row, again, we're opening it with text editor. We'll go okay to that. So this is describing the individual rows inside the list there. So that's its responsibility there. And then finally, let's take a look at the adapter here. So this is the controller that's basically constructing, or it's basically passing, what happens here, the data gets passed in from the Azure service, gets fed in there. So what it's doing is it's constructing the rows inside that list. That's what's going on here. It's actually inflating each row and populating the data inside that row here. So that's what's going on there. So let's take a look at the main activity here. So this is the starting point for our Android application. So again, we're registering our services here at the bottom here. And then you can see here, we're constructing the tab navigation here. So same kind of concept as before, but in this case, we're using fragments instead of full pages. So we're adding in the fragments or user controls into the content areas of the main page and building that up by adding the additional tabs. So that's the Android application done in the native. I already got set up as a starting point. So let's fire that up, take a look at it. And again, it helps to have the Android emulator already started. So our application has loaded inside the Android emulator. So the first thing I want to do is I want to take a picture. Take a picture of this red box. Okay to that. Scroll down. We're going to give it a name and a description. I'm going to click on the upload. That'll send it up to Azure. And then let's check our photo list. So what this is going to do is going to sync up with Azure. So we should see that photo we had just taken. And there it is. So that concludes all the demos for session 2. Thank you very much.